One Philadelphia city council member wants the city to stop sending some of its trash to incinerators. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports.
A bill introduced to city council Thursday would prevent Philadelphia from signing new contracts with companies that burn waste to create energy, rather than burying it in a landfill. According to its most recent waste management plan, the city sends more than 40% of its trash to incinerators. Most of that is burned in Chester, where Zulien Mayfield lives. Mayfield wants to see Philadelphia cut its contract with the incinerator because, she says, its pollution contributes to asthma and other health problems for nearby residents.
We have been the recipients of everybody else's garbage, and our children and our community, we just literally cannot breathe.
The company that owns the Chester incinerator, ReWorld, says it's a sustainable alternative to landfills. A spokesperson said it creates energy and avoids some of the planet-warming emissions that landfills produce. Philadelphia's contract with ReWorld expires next summer. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
A new report shows the volume of luxury home sales in the Philly region has surged over the last few years. Researchers at Drexel found the percentage of homes sold for $1 million or more has shot up 500% since 2019. Kevin Gillen is an economist with the university's Lindy Institute for Urban Innovation. He says the uptick can be traced back to New Yorkers and other transplants moving into the city. He says homeowners who upgraded after property value skyrocketed during the pandemic are also playing a part.
It started because of the influx of expatriates from other cities. But it's become its own thing being driven internally now.
The report comes as elevated home prices and mortgage rates continue to sideline home buyers and homeowners with middle incomes. 84 right now in Philadelphia, unseasonably warm today, going up to about 88. Clear skies overnight, down to 61.